Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It is a getaway Friday night. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Scott Spears along with Angie Evers. Angie, here we are for another Friday night.
It's Friday.
It is Friday and things are moving.
It's been kind of a weird night.
Well, it has been a weird night because it's been a weird day. If we happen to disappear from the air... It happened earlier, and I still don't know what that was all about, but that happened, and then we came in here tonight to do some projects, like there are two new chairs in the studio now, and we put some lights around the picture of the, I think that's the Brooklyn Bridge, and I set up a computer, which has not been set up since we got here, it's been over a year now, year and a half. And the computer is set up, but there's just one little piece that's not working, and it smells. Now, see, I think it smells like it's burning, but you say it doesn't smell like burning.
No. I thought it smelled like rubber.
Rubber? So what do you think? It happened when we turned that computer on.
I don't know. I think it's just dust.
Dust smells like rubber?
Maybe. In a computer... I don't know.
We just don't know at this point. But we'll try to figure it out. You know what I really want to know? We have a webcam, but it will not work on this computer over here. But I wonder if it would work on that one.
It might.
See? Things are moving. I'm telling you.
What? Now what?
That's the extension cord light.
Wonder why it fell off.
I'm not sure.
Anywho, it was a big week. We had an inauguration. What'd you make of all that?
I'm glad everything went well, peacefully. I don't think they had any issues. At least I didn't hear of any.
No, none that I'm aware of. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Now, last week, last Sunday, you and I were in Columbus.
Right.
In the middle of the State House protests. Now, what was your read on that whole area and the whole thing?
It was really interesting. It was kind of creepy to see people out there with, like, big long guns and just walking around. But there really wasn't much going on. Everybody was, like, chit-chatting amongst themselves. It was kind of weird. I mean, we heard a little bit of, like, people yelling a little bit, but not really much.
I just thought it was strange because on any other day, seeing people with AKs and ARs walking around on the State House ground, you would say, boy, this is odd. But that day, no.
Right.
But there was a Black Lives Matter sign. There was a Biden-Harris sign. There was somebody there who had a sign that said, sore losers, go home.
Right.
So, I don't know what that means. Does it mean people are done protesting?
Yeah, well, I really don't know what the whole point of them being there was anyway, because, I mean, there wasn't a big group of, you know, them doing it much of anything. They were all just like, you know, a group here and a group there, and there was a whole bunch of cops everywhere.
There was a big police presence.
Right, which was fine.
Well, yeah, and now that was the National Guard there as well, too, wasn't it?
I'm not sure where they were from. But they were also guarding other buildings, too. But they were guarding the... Was it this Oh, I don't know what you call those.
Supreme Court.
Yeah, the Supreme Court.
Well, the cops were there, but the military people who were at the state house who were dressed kind of in the khaki fatigues. Now, I thought that was the National Guard.
Yeah, it could have been. I guess we weren't that close to really tell.
No, I don't know who. I mean, I think that's who it was, but I don't really know. But nothing happened, thank goodness.
Right. I did not state if there was stuff going on. You'd have seen me heading back to the car.
Well, I'm just trying to figure what was the purpose of that protest. I still am not really sure what was trying to be done.
I don't know. I think a little bit of everybody was there.
Well, that's, and I wonder why people did not turn out in large amounts. I don't know what caused that either.
Because the Browns were playing, right?
Well, that could be. And it was cold.
It was very cold.
So I don't know. I really don't know what drove that. I think it's interesting to think about. Because normally protests lately have drawn big, big crowds. No matter what the protest was. But that one really was not, it was fizzled.
Right. Maybe they seen that people, you know, that participated in the rioting at the Capitol, they were getting in trouble. So maybe that steered people away. Because people don't want to get in trouble.
And still getting in trouble.
Right.
Those people made a big, big mistake who stormed the Capitol. I don't know why they did that. It's all right to protest. It was all right to show up in Washington that day and protest all day long. But to go down to the Capitol like that, that was not right. And then take selfies. This is the world we live in now. You take a selfie and that's how they're identifying people.
Yeah.
They posted them.
Right. They told on themselves by posting.
But I guess they were happy with it. They thought that was good.
Right.
I guess.
They were showing off.
Well, it ended up not being very good for them.
Not at all.
So, in the end, that's the way it goes, I guess. Are you having a problem with the new chairs?
Oh, well, I thought I'd move down a little bit. It was nice being up tall.
I think those are nice chairs.
Yeah, they are really nice.
The problem is, in a radio studio, if you have a stationary chair, it's hard to get close to the mic. But when you have a chair that moves,
I can move all around.
You can move all around if you have a chair that's got wheels on it.
Right.
Which helps quite a bit. And then I spilled my pop coming in. There was another disaster of the night.
Oh. Do you want to say what happened earlier?
Well, go ahead. You were a part of that.
Oh, jeez. I don't even know what to say.
Well, what did you witness?
Well, we were in line at a fast food place.
Right.
And the line was moving pretty slow. But when we got up there, we gave him the card, and then the kid swiped it, and then was like, oh no. And then he said that the person in front of us had actually paid for our meal, and they charged us for the people behind me. So it was just really weird, and then it took them like 10 minutes to figure out what they were going to do, so.
But then they charged you twice.
Yeah.
But they did refund cash one, and then the other one they refunded to your card.
Hopefully.
But I just didn't.
I don't know.
Well, I didn't understand it.
I don't understand what happened either.
Well, if somebody pays, why would you even take somebody's card?
Right. I mean, they didn't ask me, like, I didn't even know what was going on. I just handed him the card like you normally do at the drive-thru. Like, he didn't say, oh, you know, the people in front of you paid for you. Like, I don't know if he was just assuming I was going to pay for the people behind me, but I didn't know that's what was going on.
Well, wouldn't you have to know?
Well, you would think they would say, do you want to pay for the people behind you?
See, I don't think that should be a rule. That if somebody pays for you, you pay for the people behind you.
No, I mean,
if I just order a drink and the people behind me are like a family of four eating,
right.
Why in the world would I pay for their stuff when mine was a dollar?
Right. And I mean, there was times like I would go through, say McDonald's or something for breakfast, and I would only have, like, I would set out, I would only spend $1 each day, so I would save out $5, you know, Monday through Friday, so I'd only spend $1, you know, and then, you know, I wouldn't have extra money on me, so if somebody, you know, did that, I wouldn't have extra money to, like, pay for the person behind me.
I think it's nice in theory, but, you know, that's kind of a rocky road, because if you say I want to pay for the person behind me and they end up, like, having $3, well, that's nothing. But right. Then, you know, the next person might not have much money.
Right.
They can't pay for the person behind them.
And they don't want to feel, I guess you wouldn't want them to feel obligated.
See, I just don't know. I think it's okay if you're inside to pay, because you can say, okay, well, I just tell the people over there that I want to, and then it's their choice.
Right.
But the drive-through thing, I don't know.
Right. Well, it totally messed them all up tonight. And who knows if I'll see money back on the card.
Well, to me, it's still just like the hair people. I don't believe in tipping the hair people. The people who cut your hair. Because they don't make, they make minimum wage. They make more than minimum wage, I think. See, I thought tipping, here's what I don't understand. Okay, like the, let's say the people at a restaurant. Now, the servers do not make minimum wage, so that's why you tip.
Right.
But the pizza man does make minimum wage. I think he makes minimum wage, and I think also gets gas mileage. So why would you tip the pizza man? And the haircut person gets more than minimum wage, so why would you tip the hair person? I mean, you don't tip the person at Walmart. You don't tip the person at the grocery store. You don't tip the person working the drive-thru. So why do we tip these people?
I don't know. Maybe because they are actually doing a service for you, like delivering your food or cutting your hair.
The servers I'm okay with because they don't make minimum wage. But the person cutting your hair and the person who delivers your pizza, they do make minimum wage, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to talk to a pizza delivery
person. I mean,
we'd
have to start tipping everybody.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of fast food places will have tip jars out. I mean, I know Starbucks does. They keep a tip jar out.
Oh, God, I know Starbucks would. Right. They can't get enough money over there at Starbucks.
Right.
Starbucks is money central.
Right.
Have you ever commented, I don't think you've ever been in on this conversation, have you, about the culture at Starbucks that came up a few weeks ago? That all started with a trip I took there with you.
Right.
Yeah. What is that? Well, tell people what happened, first of all.
What did happen?
We went to Starbucks, and it cost, we got two drinks, right? And it cost $5 bazillion.
Well, you got a lemonade, I got an iced tea, and Natalie was with us, and she got a pink drink and a cake pop.
Oh, here, the cake pops again.
Right.
A cake pop was up here not too long ago.
Did you eat it?
It was okay, but I didn't understand the big hubbub of a cake pop.
Right.
It's named, I think, what I said. It looks like
You were saying a donut.
Well, it does look like a donut. It looks like somebody's just taken a donut hole and stuck it on the end of a sucker.
Right.
But is that why it's called a pop? Because it's on a sucker?
Probably.
Stick? Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever eaten a cake pop. But, well, the day before, Natalie had a gift card for Starbucks, and she got one of those TikTok drinks that was like $7. So.
A TikTok? What is a TikTok drink?
I don't know. She does the TikTok thing, you know, because she's a teenager, you know.
She does the TikTok too?
Yes. You know, but I wouldn't have a clue.
Now, what do you think of adults doing the TikTok?
I don't know. I have it downloaded on my phone, and the only thing I see on it is this Italian Greyhound dog that I follow.
But what is a TikTok drink again? A TikTok that's a drink that's seen on TikTok?
I guess. And you have to ask for all this special stuff, so they charge you for this extra stuff. So, but when I had taken Natalie through the drive-thru to get the this drink, and it was $7, and I about fell over because I would never pay $7 for a drink, so I was okay with her having a gift card. But because I really don't go through Starbucks, and the girl handed, I was so embarrassed because she had put the cup inside of a cup, like a coffee cup. And I thought, oh, that must be why the drink's so expensive. I get a coffee mug with it, too.
Oh, see. But no.
No, because it's the pandemic, and they were putting the cup inside the cup, so you weren't touching.
Why is everything...
So I was so embarrassed. See, my face is red even now, talking about
it. But why is everything at Starbucks so expensive? What are they doing to their coffee beans over there that McDonald's and Tim Hortons and Dunkin' are not?
I don't know. Maybe they pay their employees more. Do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what it is about Starbucks and their culture. It's a culture, then.
Yeah, but, I mean, I like their caramel frappes.
Like, if you put Starbucks in a cup, like an unidentified cup, and you got a frappe from someplace else and put it in to a unidentified cup, would you know the difference?
Probably. Well, I mean, like, I've had caramel frappes from Starbucks, McDonald's. I think McDonald's caramel frappes are too sweet. And then, like, my favorite is Tim Hortons ice caps. Those are my favorite.
So an iced cappuccino.
Right.
Now, what is cappuccino?
I don't know.
Fancy coffee.
Sweet coffee, maybe? I don't know. I really don't know.
When did we get into icing down coffee? How did this happen? This did not used to be a thing.
No.
Coffee used to be drank hot.
I do like McDonald's iced coffee, though.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, I you like McDonald's?
Iced coffee.
Do they have iced coffee at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I've never...
Yeah, they have... I like their iced coffee. And, well, they had their medium iced coffees for $1, but now they're $1.50, and they made their largest $2 for their iced coffees. I can't. I have a really hard time drinking a whole large, but...
So $2 at McDonald's.
Right.
$7 at Starbucks.
Yeah, it would probably be like $5.
$5. Yeah. So what are they doing different at Starbucks?
I really don't know.
If anybody knows, give us a buzz.
We'd love to know.
740-383-9944. Oh, you know, your sister just put a comment on our post for tonight, posting for the show.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, I'm not going to say, it's kind of a, it's more directed toward you than me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You'll have to read it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Uh-oh.
I know she doesn't listen, so I don't have to worry.
Oh, you don't think?
I don't think she listens. She's watching the soap operas. Isn't that what we learned on Friday night? She catches up on the soap operas?
Yeah.
That's what I understand.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, caramel. See, you say caramel, but is it caramel or is it caramel?
It's probably caramel, but I do say caramel. Because but is that not what you say?
Yeah, I do. But now that I have to think about it, I think that it's probably caramel.
Right.
Because there is an A in it. I'd never looked at it.
Right.
But there,
because you don't really pay attention. I mean, like, I wouldn't. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
No, but if you buy, like, your last night, we saw the topping. Your mom had a thing of what we used to call caramel topping to put on ice cream, but...
Caramel.
It's spelled caramel, C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
So that's definitely how it's spelled.
Yeah, so I don't get it.
I don't know. But, you know, it would sound funny if you were saying, I'm going to eat some caramel corn. It sounds goofy.
But, you know, in the South, I have heard about caramel cake. And you would pronounce that caramel cake, not caramel cake.
Yeah. My friend made a I had her say it again today because I'm like, can you tell me what kind of cake that was you made me? And it was basically like caramel, but she called it, she was explaining it to me, like a sweet milk, I can't remember the first name. It starts with a D, I don't know, something like leche or something like that.
Leche's milk.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what sweet would mean? Like dulce, leche, or something like that?
Well, leche is milk. So are we saying sweet milk?
Yeah, basically like sweet milk.
So where did she learn to make these cakes?
I don't know. She's from Peru. Now,
this is what's funny. There's somebody out there listening right now, and they just gave the pronunciation of what I think you're saying, but they typed it. How am I supposed to know? I can look at... I mean, that's not telling me the pronunciation when you type it.
I don't know how to say it. Now, my niece she sent me a message and said... She said, just get a Java chip frappe with 2 pumps of peppermint. And she says, it will change your life.
Oh, your niece is listening.
Yeah.
Now, who's that?
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. I know Catherine.
Yeah.
Hi, Catherine. How's it going? I have not seen her for a long time. I've been to a few family functions.
Right.
Like your birthday. I was at Christmas. Yeah. Was I at Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, I was at Christmas. Yes.
But I don't think they were there.
No, I don't think they were there. No, I think they were under the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see that message your sister put on the post there?
Yet.
Wait till you see this. This will be a whole family feud coming up.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do you see what she wrote on the post for everybody to see?
She's calling me an old lady.
She called you an old lady.
Oh, my goodness.
Because your birthday was yesterday.
Right. I am officially 40.
40?
40.
And your sister's older than you.
Right.
By, 10 years? No, she's like 50 now, right? She tells people
she's
other things.
She's getting close.
50, sure.
She's definitely closer than me.
I talked to my friends at AARP, and I've heard that they've delivered her some literature.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't listen. She'll never know. She'll never know what I just said.
So, anyway, yeah, it's interesting.
It is interesting. So, caramel. So, what's the drink to get at Starbucks?
Catherine says a Java chip frappe with 2 pumps of peppermint.
Now, see, that is Starbucks culture if I've ever... Where do you go and order and say, give me 2 pumps?
Right.
Give me 2 pumps. See, that's a culture there at Starbucks. God bless their heart.
Well, that day we went through there, I got iced tea because I like sweet tea. And I was like, can you just make it sweet? So I think they added a pump of something.
A pump?
A pump of something.
What is a pump?
they have those big...
Oh, that's all it is?
Just liquid, a pump? Syrup.
Oh, okay.
Syrup.
I thought, so it really is no scientific
thing. No, it's
thing.
Just syrup.
It's not like a tablespoon.
No.
Give me
a
pump.
Pump.
So when I go to McDonald's next time, should I say, give me a pump of ketchup?
You could.
They would look at me, where, what? Where are you at? So 2 peppermint twists in a...
2 pumps of peppermint in a Java chip frappe.
2 peppermint chips...
No, a Java chip frappe with 2 pumps of peppermint.
A coffee, because coffee is Java.
Java, I don't know.
Is chip chocolate chip?
Probably, they probably have...
So a coffee chocolate chip frappe, which we don't know what a frappe really is. Is it coffee? Is it a funny word for coffee?
I don't know. Maybe it's whipped frappe. I don't know what it means.
And then what do they throw in there? Peppermint?
Peppermint.
And how do they measure that? That's not a pump, right?
It could be.
Give me 2 pumps of peppermint?
Right. I don't know.
See, but Catherine's young. She understands Starbucks. You have to be under 25 to understand Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, your sister probably would have... She would be confused. It would be like going in there and looking at Columbus's map. She would have no idea that age.
No.
No, she wouldn't at all.
You know what this says? Wikipedia says Frappuccino is a trademarked brand of the Starbucks Corporation for a line of iced blended coffee drinks. It consists of coffee or... like a cream base blended with ice and other various ingredients like flavored syrups, usually topped with whipped cream and or spices. Frappuccinos are also sold as bottled coffee beverages in grocery stores, convenience stores, and from vending machines.
So it's a trademark of Starbucks.
Right.
But yet they can sell it. Well, I guess they can, Starbucks sells things in stores.
Yes.
Yes.
Like the bottles, yeah. Like the glass bottles.
So I get, so it's not even a real thing, right?
Right. It's just...
So a Frappuccino is really just a fancy word for coffee that Starbucks made up.
Right.
To fit into their culture.
But then why would McDonald's use it, though?
Can they use the word Frappe?
I don't know.
Are they... See, maybe they... Does it say Frappe on McDonald's menu, or are people just calling it a Frappe and they understand what people mean?
You know, I'm not really sure. No, they call it frappes at McDonald's. It's a McCafe Frappe.
Well, maybe they are paying Starbucks some kind of royalty fee to use that term.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. That is weird. But I just think they're really sweet. I mean, they're good, but... They're sweet.
There's a 14-year-old apparently listening out there. Now, who says we have an old audience? There's a 14-year-old out there listening who wants to know what's wrong with me. Now, I assume that's probably because of my confusion with Starbucks. But a 14-year-old would understand all this, right? Because they know. Yes. They're born in that... There was no Starbucks when I was born. If they were, there was, they weren't around.
Right.
So, I mean...
Yeah, I don't remember Starbucks growing up. They've been around for a while, haven't they, though?
It's basically that I can't understand the two pumps thing. But do these kids go to other restaurants and order pumps? Is that like a term for them now? Is it like a hip kid term? They go down to McDonald's and they say, give me two pumps of ketchup. And they go to Burger King and say, give me two pumps of mustard.
No, I just say, extra cream, please. And they'll pump in extra cream.
See, that's why I think Starbucks is a culture, because they talk in their own language.
Right.
Like, trying to read the menu, holy mackerel.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I don't ever get anything different, because I wouldn't have a clue what to get.
I think it's kind of a place where older people go to try to stay young. I think people go there, and they think that makes them young. But then they catch a glimpse of themselves in the mirror as they're going through the drive-thru and they realize that they're just an old person at Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, now if I go, I'm definitely an old person at Starbucks.
Well, no. See, because the person who made that remark about you is a decade older than you.
And you're a decade younger than me, right?
And I'm a decade younger than you. So there's 2 decades between her and I.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know. I just, to me... It's a whole little culture, and I find Starbucks very fascinating for that reason. That it's you don't say large, medium, small there. They have their whole little language for that.
Well, if I go through the drive-thru, I'll say I need a small drink.
But that's not. What's the word they have for small?
You know, I don't know. There's a venti, and a. I don't know. That's the only one I know.
And what is venti?
I don't know. I don't know if it's small or medium. What's the large? I
don't know. Well, they have grande, but I don't...
Oh, grande's the large,
then. Is grande the large?
Yeah.
Give me a grande frappe with 2 pumps.
Right.
That's like a different language.
Have you ever gone in there to order?
Yeah, I've been in the Starbucks. Sure.
Yeah.
I like the atmosphere. Right. Like, I like to go in there and sit and not order anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really tick them off. No, they don't care. They like having people go in there and sit.
Yeah.
It's like a communal area. I don't think they're doing that now during the pandemic.
I don't think so. I'm sure they don't let people sit in there.
I know the line is wrapped every morning as I drive down 95.
Yep. That and Tim Hortons. Dunkin' doesn't seem to be so busy anymore.
They were when they opened.
Yeah. But, I mean, just going down 95, I mean, you go down 95. I don't go down 95 very often, but when I was going down 95, I noticed, like, I mean, the line at Dunkin' was crazy long, and then now everybody's ventured back to Tim Hortons. Because I think maybe everybody has just been used to Tim Hortons and just like Tim Hortons maybe better just because we're used to it.
See, but on the whole, I like Dunkin' better.
Yeah.
There's something appealing to me about Dunkin'. Now, where do you stand on the whole Coney chili sauce thing?
I don't eat it. I don't eat Coney dogs.
But you know what they are.
Right.
What do you think that stuff is?
I don't know. Like, it looks like chili minus the beans. I don't ever really remember seeing stuff with beans in it. But I don't really eat that stuff, so.
See, I don't like the beans even in chili. So when, like, if somebody wanted to make good chili for me, I would like the chili
minus the beans.
Well, yeah, like the soupish nature of the chili, and then the hamburger, that's all good. But other than that, but that's not chili sauce. If you, that does, chili sauce is more sweet. It tastes more like a sloppy Joe.
Now, I like going to Stewart's. I always get the sloppy Joe and a curly fry.
See, I don't even know if we want to bring that place up again today because there was some harsh words earlier on. Did you hear that?
I did.
Yeah, what'd you make of that call earlier on that they are trying to skimp? And again, I did not say this. This is not anything I said. It was a caller earlier that they're trying to skimp on the
Beans?
On the beans, I guess, or, right. Or something.
I would not have even guessed there was beans in that stuff. But like I said, I don't eat that stuff. But I do like their Sloppy Joes. I usually get the Sloppy Joe when I go.
I have never had one of those at Stewart's.
Or a Coney?
Either.
Oh.
No. I think the only sandwich I've ever had from there is shredded chicken.
Okay. See, I always get the shredded chicken at the Jersey.
No, I did have a burger there once. I remember this past summer I did have a burger. So I've had a burger and I've had a shredded chicken.
Oh, okay. I would get grilled cheeses too.
I don't think I've ever had a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they have good food. That's my recommendation on the whole thing.
I like to go to Stewart's.
But I can't speak to the you know, I don't think I had a footlong Coney at all last year because every place I go that has the footlong Coneys also have shredded chicken.
Right.
So I'll always get the shredded chicken because I like shredded chicken, and that's not something you can get at every restaurant. And the lights went out again. I'm going to check that connection. Talk a little bit about shredded chicken and Coneys and all that.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. You know, a lot of people will get Coney dogs at the Jersey. Is that what you call them at the Jersey? I don't know. They're popular there, too.
So. I don't think I've been to the Jersey in years.
Oh. Well, working downtown, I have to find places to eat. So, I go to the Jersey, I go to Stewart's, Dairy Queen, because I get tired of fast food, so, and I'm really bad about packing my lunch because I run out of the house in the morning, so half the time if I do buy food to pack my lunch, then I run out of the house without it and still have to buy something to eat for lunch.
Does Stewart's have an app?
Not that I'm aware of.
So how do you pay when you pull up there to get your food?
The year before, I would just go inside and pay because I didn't want to make people come out to my car to bring me my lunch. But this year, I would always just pull up at one of the things and then See, I'm here. I got my carryout order.
I offered to come over and work, the speaker for like an hour.
Oh, yeah?
Can you imagine the traffic that would cause?
People would want to come see you?
Well, hear me.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Well, of course.
If you heard that I was going to be there on, Thursday at 5 to 6, would you show up during that time and eat?
Well, sure.
There you go. Well, right there's a customer they wouldn't have had.
Right.
Just because I'm there. So I think it would be a real business starter. Because I've never worked a speaker like that. I've worked in one food place in my life. And there was no, speaker.
Yeah, that was that same food place that I worked at.
Right, you and I worked at the same food place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Actually, it's probably been over 20 years.
Probably.
Yeah.
23, something like that.
Probably.
So it's been a little bit of time. It's still there.
Right.
I haven't been in there in quite a while.
Me neither.
Oh, I ditched somebody for lunch today. I forgot that I had said I would go to lunch with somebody today. But you know what? I was having computer issues here, and I think that's why I forgot.
Uh-oh.
So I told him, though, that I was having computer issues. I felt bad. Totally forgot that I had said I was going to meet them for lunch.
Whoops.
I don't think they'll be angry, because I don't think this person ever gets angry, but...
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. But I felt bad when I learned that I had not shown up. I did, I guess. But I was here working on the computer issue. So it's not as if I just ditched them.
Huh.
But I would have called them or texted them or something if I had remembered.
Right.
While I was working on the computer, I would have said, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Are you having memory problems?
Well, no, I just think that it was like Monday.
You were distracted.
Well, Monday is when we decided to do that, and I don't think I wrote it down. So by the time you get to Friday, and you haven't talked or seen that person all week, you forget.
Right. I would forget.
went haywire. You know, you got to deal with that. You can't be off the air.
Right.
But that's showbiz.
Yeah. So,
have you ever done that? Have you ever not shown up for dinner when you were supposed to?
No, because I like to eat. I usually remember food.
Have you ever had dinner plans that went awry?
I'm sure I have at some point in my life.
You know, I feel bad that it happened, but what can you do?
Right. Nothing. Move on.
Just go on to the next topic.
Right.
So, because you don't eat Coney dogs or chili dogs, you're not really... What do you think? That's a regional thing?
You know, I do know that they do that stuff different in West Virginia. I do know that. I think they put coleslaw on top of it or something. What do they do? Yeah, I think they do. They put something else, like down in West Virginia, they put something else on top of the Coney sauce. What is it? Is it coleslaw?
I just don't see me going to West Virginia.
So, I mean, I think different areas do different things. Do you know what I mean?
I've made you Sloppy Joe, by the way. How was my Sloppy Joe? I've made that more for you more than once.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good.
Yes.
Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
What, 10?
Okay, and Stewart's, is that a what?
Oh, well, I like Stewart's too. But the so the difference is, like, Stewart's I eat with a bun.
Well, tell people that, because they have no idea what you're talking about. Tell them the deal.
Well... Okay, because you really don't eat bread.
No, I really don't. So I never have it in my house.
Right. So I'm like, I've eaten Sloppy Joe with potato chips,
mm-hmm.
with like tortilla chips, saltine crackers.
Oh, yeah, the last time because there was no chips left.
Right, but that was good. Right.
So you really get to sample the Sloppy Joe.
Right.
Much more than you would if it was on a bun.
Right.
And you have found it to be a 10.
Well, yeah, it's good.
So how are the sandwiches at Stewart's?
Well, I think it's just hard to compare, but I mean, I like them. I always get them. I'd say they're a 10.
As good as mine.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're just, it's different. I mean, I like them both.
But here's the thing. Now, the honesty of it is the first time I gave you chips and you looked at me weird. Like, why am I? And then at Christmas, I had buns left over from the shredded chicken we had on Christmas Eve at the party. And I said, I have buns if you want it on a bun. And you said, no, I don't want it on a bun.
Well, because now I'm used to eating your Sloppy Joe not on a bun. So it might taste funny on a bun.
So what have you found? Because people, you should try this. Now make your Sloppy Joe up. You know, get three, because hamburgers usually sold in the big 3-pound thing. Get your 3 pounds of hamburger. Make your Sloppy Joe the way you make it. And don't put it on a bun. You know, just take it like a potato chip and use it like a dip. Or a tortilla chip. Or a cracker, a saltine cracker even works. It's a completely different taste, but it's good, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it with the saltines and the, well, I like it with the saltines or the, like, the tortilla chips better than the potato chips, but the potato chips are fine, too.
I think it creates a whole different texture in things.
It does. Yeah.
But I've made you more than just that.
Right. I'm trying to think what else.
I made a Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I did the rolls and the turkey?
Right.
And the stuffing and the cranberry sauce?
Right. Yeah.
I think I've cooked other things, too.
I'm trying to think. You made me your famous cottage cheese dessert.
Oh, the cottage cheese dessert. Yeah, cottage cheese whipped cream and sugar-free Jell-O. Oh, and I made you the soup. Remember in the beginning?
Oh, yeah. You made a stuffed pepper soup. Yeah, that was good.
And you thought you said you really liked that.
Mm-hmm. It kind of tastes like your Sloppy Joe.
It came out of the same bowl.
Do you make it the same way?
Well, similar, because there is hamburger in it.
Right.
But, so you got to spice things up. See, I use a can of Sloppy Joe's stuff, but then I tinker with it. Now, can you tell that I have tinkered with it?
With the soup? Or the
Sloppy Joe?
Like
when I make the Sloppy Joe, can you tell that it's just not a can of Sloppy Joe in
there?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I know it's not a can. Like, it's not Mamwich.
Well, I put a can of something in there, but then I add to it.
Do you use Mamwich?
I have used Mamwich in the past, but not... I don't know if I've ever used it when you've ate it.
I was going to say, it doesn't... Your Sloppy Joe does not taste like Mamwich.
Yeah, I have used Mamwich, but that's only when I'm in a hurry.
Right.
Because the other takes a minute, because you've got to get the right pumps of things in your Sloppy Joe, or it won't taste right.
Right.
You won't have Vente Grande Sloppy Joe.
Well, I've made you a few things.
You have. Chili.
Right. With no beans.
A taco. Taco and cheese, which was really good.
Right.
Beef and noodles.
Right. Your favorite beef and noodles.
Well, you know, I'm not a big beef and noodle person, but much like spaghetti, I can have it in a blue moon, and I'm just burnt out on it from childhood. Beef and noodles and spaghetti and mashed potatoes and...
Oh, you've eaten my mashed potatoes.
I have, and they're fine. They're good.
Yeah.
But it's just, I had them so often when I was a child, I cannot... It's just never something I would cook for myself, and if I'm going to go out and eat, it has had to have been a long time since I ate those things if I'm going to order them.
Yeah.
Like last night when we went to the Dakota Grill, I got a steak, but I did not get a potato with it.
What did you get with it?
Broccoli.
Oh, that's right. I did not get broccoli.
A potato. A baked potato.
A baked potato.
Now, I love a baked potato because there's so much you can do with a baked potato, and I don't know why more restaurants, because a baked potato is so easy, don't have a baked potato on their menu.
I get baked potatoes at Wendy's.
Because you can put broccoli in a baked potato, you can put cheese in a baked potato, you can put cauliflower in a baked potato, you can put all kinds of stuff in a baked potato.
Yeah.
Or just butter.
I like just butter.
Have you ever had it with the broccoli?
No, I really don't eat cooked
broccoli. Oh, it's very good.
I don't like cooked vegetables.
We've got a whole nother hour coming up. We're going to break here on WWGH Radio, but we've got a whole nother hour of the Friday Night Show. Stay tuned. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Run out, grab something to eat, come back, and join us for the whole second hour here. 107.1 FM. M Radio. Past candidate for president who's shown at this event. Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown up as not loyal and sour grapes, and they're not going to benefit by that behavior.
Phyllis, what is your favorite part of the convention? What do you like to do the best while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been the platform committee, and I've worked very hard on that, as you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time, my people were, and they were well-trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national sovereignty. It's right on jobs for Americans. It's right on being against bad trade bills. And for Americans, and it's right on immigration.